views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Good morning, listeners. It's great to be back with you. I'm Dr. Jen, and today, one of my favorite archangels, Archangel Gabriel, is the topic for today, and he is the angel of communication. He is the messenger angel, and it's a great topic for the energy we've been experiencing for June. It's been about the communications. It's about clearing up. It's about speaking up for yourself, speaking up for the need for change. And we're seeing that in all areas of life. So this angel is very dynamic. I wanted to take a show and really help you get to know how he helps you. I kind of go with one gender or the other, but you know, it really isn't that way with an angel. But Gabriel is an awesome angel. If you need a cheerleader in your corner, if you need coaching, this is the transformative coach, this archangel. So that's the topic for today. Of course, we always have lines open. If you have a question about the show topic, or you know, you want a quick intuitive read, we want to put some information out there today. But the number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call into the show during the hour. But just to give you a little taste of what's going on here with Gabriel, Gabriel is he speaks up. It doesn't hold back. Very clear. I mean, you know what's going on. You know the type of people that are open book, so to speak. You know that phrase, open book. You know where they are. They're not pretending to be anything but who they are. Those are the open books that I resonate with, that I understand as open book. Gabriel can help you do that. Is there areas where you feel like you're just not speaking up and you should? He'll also be very proactive, and you'll feel, if you ask for his help, you'll really feel the nudge to take action, do something about it. Yes, he is very proactive. So what a great angel to have with us right now. Now, we just went through the couple of weeks of retrograde. So the retrograde for Mercury, and that ended pretty much today. I think it went back to normal. So, you know, it kind of phases, it weakens, but today was the day. So, you know, communications are going to be a little easier, but remember, we were going through that reflective time to figure out what we may want to do differently or change up. Now, Gabriel wants to help you be clear, decisive. Take that direction that you want to take. If it's changing up a lot of things, you know, it can be overwhelming. Communications have been so important. And now what's interesting, if you look through the astrology out there, it can be interesting. And I've had some people go, well, now what do we do? We're going into a Neptune retrograde, and that's till November. Well, you know, every alignment out there is energy that can be used positively, or you can focus on the shadow and the negative. Every one of them. And Neptune can be a little rose-colored glasses, maybe, or if it's too good to be true, you know, you might want to rethink. I would say just don't do impulsive decisions on that one. If something seems amazing, wow, what an offer, check it out a little bit before you sign on the dotted line and check it out. Because sometimes it can be a little, you know, not clear that way. That's the best way I can explain it. That's not my focus. My focus is on, you know, the intuitive information that I receive to give you. So go check that out, but look into it, but look for the glass half full part of it. But then take your time. Don't just jump onto something without thinking it through. Use your logic. And that's what I do. And that works out pretty good. I didn't always do that, but I do now, and that's just the way I go about it. Everybody has a choice here. Communications are what everything is about here. Clear communication. Are you being clear about what you really want, about what you really want to do, about where you want to go? Gabriel can help you. Also, if you are in the field of being a coach or a teacher, a mentor, a radio host, you know, whatever, anything like that, where you're in communications and you're helping others, Gabriel is a great angel to help you. I know that I love going to Gabriel when it comes to clear communication, clear thinking. What's the message? You know, what do you want me to tell them? What do you want me to share? Help me with that and help me speak clearly. Now, you know, a lot of people wonder, you know, how come you don't get nervous, you know, when you're speaking to a crowd, or, you know, how do you not do that? I mean, I really don't, because I just go right into letting them work through me. I completely tap into that higher self. I just can't imagine going to a microphone or up on a stage without doing that. Yes, I think I would be nervous if I didn't do that. So I'm sharing that. So if you have, where you're trying to do speaking engagements, or you're trying to communicate, or you're trying to step out there on that platform and do something that you wanted to do, I highly recommend that you work with Gabriel. I mean, Michael is great for the fears and to keep you protected, but then you want to communicate clearly. You can be all shielded up, but then you want to communicate through. So Gabriel is wonderful for that. Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, he is great when you're working with children. I mean, and what if if it's a language barrier? You know, we have, you know, different languages around the world, and you know, what if there's that strong accent that comes over and you're trying to understand? Let Gabriel help you. Gabriel is wonderful for things like that. You know, now, a lot of times he will come through and he will tell, he throws a lot of copper or pennies at me for that. A lot of people say they see pennies, that, you know, that's a loved one, and absolutely is and can be. Gabriel associates the pennies, though, for me more than anything. I get different things from messages and signs and things like that from loved ones. But with the pennies, it's the copper in the pennies, and it's like a penny for your thoughts. You know, he comes over at me and he'll go, penny for your thoughts. You know, what are you thinking? And he wants me to, you know, kind of engage it and don't just stuff it under. And so I'll end up with these pennies coming out of everywhere and, you know, just landing all over the place. And I just put them in my pockets and hold on to them, and it'll come and go. When I need him to help me a little bit more, there's these pennies. And guess what? One showed up this morning. So guess what? It's in my pocket for the show today. And it always makes me smile. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, we've got a couple of callers. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'll bring some callers on. I see you in the queue. So hang on. When we come back from break, we're going to take a couple of calls. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about Archangel Gabriel, the messenger. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
talk. People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Masters Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife. Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. Our topic today is about Archangel Gabriel, the messenger. And it's one of my favorites, honestly, because if you need a pick-me-up or if you need cheering up, you need encouragement, you need to take a stand, you know, yeah. I mean, we see that going on. Archangel Gabriel's very active today in what's going on with transition. Now, we have a couple of callers, so let's bring on Shadonna. Brian, let's bring Shadonna on from Virginia Beach.
And she's there. You're on the air with Jen Royster.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Jen.
Good morning. Hello, dear neighbor. It's good to hear from you. It's been a while. So what have you got going on?
It's good to hear your voice and speak with you. I'm so glad you're talking about this today. my question is, like for the past couple years, I've been like debating back and forth about whether I wanted to move, and I was really, really, really set on I'm moving to Arizona, but it never really fell into place. So I felt like I was pushing it too hard, so I left it alone and completely just, you know, went on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's resurfacing again to where I'm ready to move, and I'm ready to get myself together to where I can purchase a home. And so now I'm back to debating, do I want to stay here or do I want to, you know, relocate? And I'm very indecisive about it. So I was wondering if Gabriel had some messages for me to help me. And also, how do I work with, you know, with Gabriel and being more decisive and paying attention to when I'm getting messages.
Okay, Gabriel. Yeah, Gabriel. Gabriel is kind of hard to ignore, actually.
Good, I need that.
You know, going to be, to me, the noisiest angel. Let me put it that way. To me,
okay.
Now, to me, he is. He's the noisiest angel because he's the communicator. If you had a talker in the house, it would be this one, right? Boom, 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 boom. Now, he totally is showing me the indecisive. It's like I've got, I see you standing there with your hands open, you know, like palms up. And it's like, do I want this one or this one? Do I want this one or this one?
And yep, weighing the pros and cons back and forth, back and forth.
Because, yeah, and that's logic. Absolutely. You should do that. What he's suggesting is, why don't you take a half step? And it's just coming right out and saying, why don't you take a half step? Have you actually been out there? Have you been physically to Arizona?
That's what I thought. I said, well, let me at least go, because everything I'm basing this desire on is just a, is just something that I don't know where it comes from, that I just really want to go. So I said, well, how about I just plan a vacation and I just go and visit and make sure that that's where I want to live, or, you know.
Absolutely. And okay, there's your validation. So you've been thinking that. So you have been hearing him.
Okay.
Or her, him, you know, but you have been hearing it, because he's saying, you know, go check out your new life that you want. I mean, go explore it, go and look at it. And when you go there completely, you know, yes, you're going on vacation, but look at all the areas you're thinking about living. Go talk to realtors. Look at things. Look at what you really want to do. Like, you were already going to do it. Just go explore it. Go check it out. Go see what the neighborhoods are like. Go see what the shopping's like. Go see everything. Go see what the people are like. Anytime you're taking a move and you feel indecisive, that's a very logical and very proactive thing to do. It also helps the manifestation if it's something you really want. Also, it helps you get off that indecisive fence, because you may go out there and go, wow, I thought this was it, but maybe not so much. Or, okay, now I really have to make it happen. It's going to help you get off the fence and go one way or the other. You see what I mean?
I get that. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, that was the first thing he said. He's also telling me that, believe it or not, you're going to find freedom in the indecisiveness that you have right now. And I was trying to understand that one. I was like, what? I'm like, okay, clarity, clear communication, Gabriel. And he's kind of like laughing with me a little bit. And he said, he is. He's saying it's the opposite. It's the paradox here going on. He said, the hesitation is just the divine timing. If you were trying to go for the last few years, it wasn't the right time to go. And he's saying you're more ready now to make a choice, because you've taken your time, than you've ever been. Does that feel like that's making sense to you?
Yeah.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm absolutely hearing. Have you been hearing, you know, like frequencies? Have you been having any of that with your audio, like your ears?
My ear, the little.
Like high pitch frequencies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to. And I don't know anybody that isn't right now, to be honest, but this is going to come in a little bit louder for you, because he is so right there with you. And he's going to give you little hints. You're going to find, like, okay, every time I go over here, I see something else about, like, something going on in Arizona. I think it's not to choose to move as much as I'm hearing make a decision about the fence you're on. It's like, so you're on the fence, right? One way or the other. This is more about go explore the in-between. Like, I don't know if I've decided, but I'm going to go check it out. Of course you should explore that. Absolutely. But I think that would be the best thing you could invest in right now. That's me personally. But he was saying, why don't you check it out? That's a half step. And it's not such a commitment that you're locked in if you don't want to.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jobs, all kinds of stuff is what you want to look into. You know, get the online version of their newspaper or something.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of that?
Yep.
He just said something about the newspaper. Because you can see what the lifestyle and community is, the local things of the area you're looking at. Do you even know the area?
I ordered the little relocation guides. I ordered the little relocation guides to show me, like, the population and, like, the, you know, how much houses cost, stuff like that.
Mm. Yeah, like a, you know, like a local, like we have Virginia Pilot here, you know.
Gotcha.
If you looked at the local one, because most of them are online now, you're going to see a little bit more about the community, you know, what kind of things they do, what kind of things you experience, but also looking to see where in Arizona. That's a state, you know. I mean, where, you know, like what city, you know, there's so many things you can check out. So I would say you may have a couple of trips there before you make a decision.
Cool.
Checking different areas. But I think you should enjoy a vacation out there. And I mean, he was saying it, too. But now I'm thinking, I go, you know what? That's exactly what I would do if I was thinking about it. In fact, that is what I do. And it's always paid off to do that whenever I'm making a move.
Cool.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely do that. So, yes, your indecision is not necessarily something to get struck, you know, strangled by. If you take the half step, he's saying that that's going to help with that fear that you've had to make a permanent choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not one to just step into it blind, and you don't have to step into it blind. You just have to check it out a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
That helps.
I'm so excited for you. Can't wait to hear.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Guys, that was great suggestions, obviously. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, yes, absolutely. For anybody that's trying to make a big choice, you know, that could go across whether it's a move or whether it's a job or whatever it may be. If it's something like a big change, or maybe you want to change careers completely, you know, don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Check it out. Investigate it. Get a little knowledge about it. You know, learn about it. That makes so much logical sense to me. But also, here we have an angel from the spiritual side suggesting that, because we do have logic. So he's suggesting, use your logic and go check it out. Why not? Because if you do that, you'll be much more clear. That is how you can find clarity in making choices right now with big transformative decisions that we're in. Is we'll learn a little bit more, because once you get down the road, you may find, I don't know if I'm liking that so much. Or you may find you love it even more than you thought. And that's going to really help you move forward. One way or the other, it's going to help you move forward. If it's something you've changed your mind on, you'll find another direction. That is not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing to check a few things out before you make a big choice. Guys, that makes sense. You know, let spirit help you, but keep your logic and your wits about you, of course. Absolutely. Now, Gabriel is all about that. Be clear, be concisive. He's also, and I want to remind you quickly, when we come back from break, we'll take another caller. He's about the creativity. Are you in the creativity careers? Are you an artist? Are you a musician? Are you a communicator like radio shows? He's great with that type of thing. We're talking about Archangel Gabriel, the messenger. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
We've already said
if you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What is your why? Is coach training right for you? Maybe you're changing careers. Maybe coaching can help you revitalize an existing career. Mark Rayner and the Rayner Institute can help you manifest your goals. Classes start April 27th and 28th. To learn more, visit RaynerInstitute.com to enroll today. That's RAYNERInstitute.com.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's my tip of the day. Let's talk about unlimited thinking. Let's talk about limitlessness. What would it look like and feel like? Is it only for special people? What if you aren't living a very abundant, powerful life right now? Is this opportunity closed off to you? Absolutely not. This is your chance, without lifting a finger, even telling anyone around you, or leaving the house, you can begin to step into all that you are and all that you were meant to be. Pay attention to the arguments that arise as you articulate the limitlessness of your opportunities, your finances, and the loving and supportive friends and family members around you. Draw them in. Let's shift those agreements from the lower level energies to those that allow you to step into all that you are. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com and listen to Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, our topic today is Archangel Gabriel, the messenger. And we've been talking about a lot of different ways that Gabriel can really be in our corner for us, like a, you know, an inspirational coach, you know, a motivational type of coach. He's great for that. If you really feel like you need motivating, inspiration, you know, different things like that, Gabriel can really do that, and he can get you really wired up to where you have the energy to make a move. Very proactive, and he's got a strong energy. Like I said, he's very talky, you know, so I hear him like talk really fast and just go. He's very clear about communicating that way. He'll throw things at me. He just did that with the last caller. Like, what in the world was, you know, that opposite that he was talking about when talking about that? But then it made sense. Just have to slow down and listen sometimes. Now, I want to quickly share with you before I bring the next caller on. He also, like I said, is about the creativity and working with the children, but also with working with children, whether you're a parent, a school teacher, maybe a sport coach, you know, baseball, whatever the children are doing, maybe different, you know, youth groups, things like that. He's also not just about children, but your own inner child. Maybe your own inner child could need some coaching or a mentor support. Gabriel's fantastic if you have some, you know, your own self, that child part of you that, you know, you're working through some healing. I want to bring that up and make sure that's very clear. So let's bring on the next caller. It's been waiting for a bit. We have Deborah from Missouri. Hi, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi, Jan. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello, hello. Thank you for holding. Okay, so what is your question today?
What messages does Gabriel have for me at this time, and what to do when I'm in a good mood and I'm around friends or family and they're not in a good mood?
No. Okay, so you're absorbing. Does it change your mood when you're around them?
Right, yeah.
When they're like that? Okay. Okay. That one is more of the shielding. So that's going to be more of a Michael, you know, shielding up so you don't absorb the energy outside of yourself. So it's more of that empathic absorbing. And it's also, now here's what Gabriel's bringing. And this is about the feminine wisdom and understanding and, like, you know, thinking and processing, really getting in touch with that inner part of you that you want to trust. This is about expressing your feelings. Okay. Expressing them to yourself at the beginning. And then as you're more comfortable with your expression, it's going to be easier for you to express it outside, depending on the environment and situation that you're in. If you're in an environment where you feel like you're just going to get a lot of reprimand, then don't put yourself into that situation, obviously. Don't do that to yourself. Sometimes it takes us, you know, half steps at a time before we can go, hey, I want to speak up and go, this isn't right for me. But if you're not feeling confident within yourself, you're not ready for that step yet. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of hitting it quick because that's how he's coming at me with it. He just goes wham. So bear with me on that. Okay. He's a bit like, well, okay. But it's the thinking. It's the feminine thinking and feeling confident in the way you feel about things. It's not trying to make and convince somebody else to agree with you. Watch out for that little trap door there. Because sometimes when we're trying to speak up for ourselves, we'll go into a mindset of trying to convince somebody else to think the way we do. And that's not what you want to do either. You want to say, okay, you think this way and that's okay. So part of other people accepting you is accepting that they're going to feel differently about something first. Does that make sense?
Okay, so let them be them and I'll be me.
But yeah, well, yes. I mean, you're not going to be able to convince them. You know, they have the free will to be who they are, and they may not ever agree with you. And that should never hold up your happiness. And a lot of times we don't realize that that's what we're doing. We're allowing that to hold us up. Like, we can't be happy till they're happy about it. That's what you have to work through. That's what you're working to heal. So Gabriel can absolutely help you quite a bit with this. Michael can shield you so you're not absorbing that they have a different opinion. But you can keep your happiness about you. And that will be challenging at first. It is. You may find that you can start with little short spurts and then it'll get longer and you can do better. You'll know it the day that you go, oh, wow, I was just around all of that. And it never affected me. I stayed in my great mood. And this one's a little bit of one to work with. And I understand that is empathic energy. I really do. And I think that's what you're going to find you're overcoming. But absolutely, there's a confidence building here and that inside of who you are that you want to feel and trust and know that that's your truth and standing in that strong. So it's not subjecting yourselves to a bunch of, you know, attacks or anything like that, or feeling like you're going to just get wiped out, but knowing that you may be the only one in the room that feels differently about a topic and being okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This one, you've grown quite a bit, Deborah, to a place where, you know, the more advanced classes are coming in here for you. And this one's a challenge. I know. This one's like, oh, that's not very easy. Gabriel can help you with your new horse as well. I do remember the horse. How's the horse?
You need the horse. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So absolutely. That. Because that's your mentoring and you're kind of the mother there. So Gabriel is a great to pick you up, keep you encouraged about not being discouraged, for example, with life, you know, not being discouraged that, okay, everybody thinks I'm a little bit out there, but you know what? That's where you have to know it's right for you. And it just doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. And it's not to have, you know, an attitude or be angry at them if they don't agree. That's the biggest thing that most people are dealing with. And they're hesitant to let anybody know how they really feel. So what do? We keep it hidden. Now, we don't go out there to the naysayers and we just throw ourselves to the wind, right? And we just go, okay, I hope I land without a lot of bumps and bruises. But you're going out there. And when you show confidence in your own beliefs, people will have confidence in you. That's a big one right there. If we're not confident and we're just like, well, what do you think? What do you think? You think I'm okay with, you know, if you're like that, that's showing that you don't trust your own thoughts.
Well, sometimes my husband thinks I'm up too high and not coming, you know, don't come down.
Well, you do want to ground. Absolutely. I see what he's saying that out of love is what I'm feeling. He's not saying it to be critical as much as it is. There is a balance of grounding. So just like I was telling Shadonna earlier, use some logic. You're getting a spiritual message to go check it out, you know, and then but logic is like, go check it out. So, you know. So if you feel like something's right for you, say you want to change your diet, for example, and it really feels right for you. And this is just an example. I don't know where you are with this. Say you want to all of a sudden go vegan, but you've never done that before. Check it all out. Make sure you know how, and the logic would be that. Make sure you know how to make sure you have a balanced protein in your diet, a complete amino acid chain. How does a vegan stay healthy without eating some of the meats? Blah, blah, blah. Go on and on and on. Whatever your path is that you feel led to, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to ground logically in your spiritual connection. Because that's really what it's all about. And I think that's what he's saying. If you stay too up on one side, that's not balance either. If we stay too analytical, that's not balance either. It's about both.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So confidence is the big one for you.
Right.
That's the one for you. And it's confidence in your own thoughts and trusting what's right for you. What makes you resonate and feel good about you is the choices that are right for you. They're not going to be for everybody else. They have to make their own choices. A lot of people don't like that right now. We're in a place and time right now where, and they, you know, they're almost, some people are actually getting angry a little bit because, and it's okay. They're processing it. It's okay. But they want, you know, we're in a place where we have to turn inward. So, you know, you can follow and you can, you know, like even people like what I do with as a teacher, we can, you know, help you, but it's not to tell you what to think. It's not to tell you what to think. In fact, I can't tell you what to think. I can help guide you to trust what's right for you, but to actually tell you how to think, that's not where we are. The way I see it and the way I'm getting the messages, it's like, help them turn inward. That's where they need to go. Help them turn inward and trust that. So for a message for everybody, that is the big one right there. It is about turning inward and trusting that. That's a place we've avoided for centuries. So in that note, I'm going to leave you with that. I gave you a lot to think about, Deborah, but that was a big one for you. That was a big one for anybody in that situation. And I understand that that can be a challenging one, but it's going to be one of the best ones you've ever accomplished. And with that note, I have to go to break.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. If you're just tuning in, and to wrap up in our last segment of the show, we've been talking about Archangel Gabriel, the messenger, and how he can truly inspire you to find the right path for you, to make the choices, to change, to transform, to move forward. He is a great communicator. He can help you communicate clearly. And on this last part of the show, before we go off, I want to share how he can help you with the inner, with your inner self. The inner child is what I mentioned earlier, because he can work with children, that youthfulness of us. That's part of us that can actually be a huge blessing. If you look at the side of this inner child and what it can bring excitement. It can bring enthusiasm to a new project. It can bring, you know, just remember what it was like back when you weren't afraid to try something. Think of it that way. You weren't afraid to go for it. You weren't afraid to try. That's coming from that side of you. And Gabriel can help you use that energy. He can help you tap into that. Now, you can do this too. Gabriel's here. All of the archangels are here to assist us. The goal is to turn inward and truly connect with who we really are, our higher self. That part of you that is not afraid, the part of you that is confident, the part of you that knows what you really want to do. We're in a time where we're really sorting out and clearing out what's my thought, what's your thought, what is it you think I should do, what is it what I want to do. You know, we're going back and forth with this a little bit, but we're in a big part of change. Now, Gabriel also helps wonderfully for the people that really do speak up. Maybe there's people out there that really are working to make change. I mean, I see it in the people that are pushing for the non-GMO labeling, and, you know, they really believe. And I mean, I personally eat that way. You know, I'm organic all the way, and I very much want to know what's in my food. So I just send them prayers and blessings, because that's me personally. I'm not telling you to choose what I'm choosing. I'm telling you that I believe in that, so I support that. Now, they're speaking up. They're speaking up for change. I mean, we see that in politics, but we see it in other areas of life too. We need to improve here. We need to change. Now that's on a group thinking. Now you bring that down into an area of your own personal life. What needs to change? What needs to change? Do you need to change your lifestyle, your eating habits, your exercise routine? You know, do you have, you know, what is it that you need to change to strengthen you at the core? What is it that you can strengthen? So self-discipline is the word that's coming into mind right now. If you don't have any, ask Gabriel to help you with some of that, because, you know, he is truly the coach. He's the motivational coach. He is going to motivate you. If you're trying to start a new workout program, ask him to help you get motivated, get in there. You know, Michael works with us in so many ways. I mean, very much so. Our guardian angels do, but Gabriel communicates. He will help you with understanding what it is that you really want. He will also help you communicate what you really want outside of you, like share, express yourself. If you're in those arts, you know, and maybe that's what you do, you'll really resonate with what I'm talking about, because any form of art or music, performing arts, painting, that is an expression of yourself. That's an expression. Gabriel's very much about that. But we are in a time where we want change. We want to feel excited about, you know, hope and a positive tomorrow. And yes, we're seeing a lot of the stuff we don't like so much, but we have to know what it is so we can change it, right? So we're not about putting our head in the sand. We're not about hiding who we are. We can go out there and do this and actually be a participant. But when we are wanting to speak our truth And that was a wonderful point that the last caller brought up, Deborah. When we want to speak our truth in a group of people that may not think the same way we do, or they think we should be doing it differently, one of the most powerful things you can do is to show respect for their opinions. You may not agree with theirs either. Obviously, you don't, because there's something different. And also know that you can have your thoughts to you, and you can have your way of life, and they can have theirs. Now, when we say there's no right or wrong in metaphysical terms, I want to put out there right now, that doesn't mean we're condoning for you to break the law and do criminal acts, okay? We're not throwing logic out the window with there is no right or wrong. I want to clarify that statement quickly, and that's Gabriel pushing me right now. All of a sudden, it's like, let's clarify that statement. I said, all right, what do we want to say? That is about there's not one way to ascend and raise your frequency and grow on your soul growth. We're talking soul growth. We're talking your spirit, your soul, your higher self. There's not one way to get there. If you're trying to get from point A to point B, there's a lot of routes that you can take. You can take the scenic route. You can take the short route. You can take the curvy route. You get my point? You get Gabriel's point? There's not a right or a wrong way. However, when we say that, that doesn't mean we're condoning for you to do negative things, okay? And I really have to put that out there. He said, put that out there. For some reason, that must be an issue out there. I don't know, but that's why I'm sharing it, because everybody needed to hear it, I guess, and so did I. So it's like, no, you know, let's don't throw logic out the window, guys. That's not what a metaphysical lifestyle is, or a spiritual approach to life. It's about letting them both have balance in your life, letting you be completely free to have both in your life, because you are both. You're not one or the other. So you don't want to be all head in the clouds all the time, and you never have a grounded sense of reality. You don't want to always analyze and be very pessimistic about everything, so you're not letting anything positive come in to create. That spiritual side of you is going to help you create something new in your life. Creativity. Gabriel can help you with that. Ask him to work with you. Absolutely ask him to work with you. On that note, ask him quickly before we go off the air, just ask him into your life to help you with your creative channels, whatever they may be, to help you open your mind so that you can bring forth your new ideas, your new way, your new approach, your new direction. Just ask him to help you define it, and to be clear about it, and to be open and positive with it, and feel inspired. And with that note, I need to wrap it up. I have really enjoyed bringing this to you. He had me talking a mile a minute, I know. If you want to join us every week or learn about anything that I'm doing, please go and check out my website, jennroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. I have great meditations over there that you can download for free, or you can join our newsletter to keep up with what's going on. I wish everyone much love, happiness, and enjoy working with Archangel Gabriel. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jennroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.